Hello, everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to do some healings. So we're going to have a wonderful time again and do some talking about some information from the Light Ship here. So what we're going to first do is see if Sylvia's on board. So Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here. Hello and welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today. And our theme for this week of July 22nd through 28th is Understanding the Ascension Process. And each of our four shows that we'll be doing this week will be devoted to learning more about the different aspects of Ascension, and we'll also feature live healing throughout each hour of the program. So sit back, relax, and let's begin by taking a look at a few of the levels of awareness or consciousness that you can observe in people today as far as tuning into their own spirituality goes, and that will lead us into a discussion of Ascension and give you the opportunity to ask all the questions that you'd like about the Ascension process. So I'll get started by saying that it seems that there are about, you know, four different kind of broad consciousness categories, so to speak, when you look out at where people are at. And the first one you may see is people that pretty much believe that their own condition is a result of things that have been done to them by other people, or in other words, people that have not yet even begun to conceive of the idea of doing any internal work on themselves, or perhaps they maybe have not even come to the awareness that there is any work to be done. And then you can see people that have become aware of the issues that they have, the baggage that they're carrying, the things that are affecting them, but they're pretty much embroiled in the things that are going on in their life. Like an example would be a young adult who is too distracted with issues like establishing a career, finding a mate, to kind of go inward and really do any work on themselves. And then a lot of people have kind of come to the conclusion that they have these issues, they have things that are kind of in their face, so to speak, that they need to deal with, but they perhaps don't know how to deal with those things or what to do about them, and so they've kind of chosen to suppress their baggage or their physical problems, kind of ignore them, and maybe do things like drink or use drugs to kind of suppress them and keep them kind of below the surface. But that, as we know, actually gives them more issues to deal with when, in fact, they, you know, have all that burden already, and now it's actually increasing. And so then they need to increase the amount that they drink or do other things to kind of get the same effect, which is a very sad situation. But a lot of people have come beyond that and gotten to the point where they are working very genuinely and very sincerely, applying themselves to the task of making peace with their past issues and their baggage. And they've worked on themselves for maybe many years, trying various healing modalities, religious or spiritual practices, yoga, meditation, energy work, you know, all that kind of thing. And some people have made, you know, some progress. Others have made a great deal of progress. But the common denominator between all these different people is kind of that knowledge that this internal work is very important to do and that it's not an external process, that what's going on with us has to do with, you know, what's going on inside that we need to address. And I think what's so interesting is that in this cross-section of people, most of them that you talk to now will say that in the last several years of their lives, they've really experienced a strong kind of desire or urge to really get moving, to speed their progress and really deepen the work that they've been doing and kind of search for some answers and find the missing puzzle pieces, so to speak. And somewhere along the line, their search for these missing puzzle pieces or ways to deepen their internal work has led them to stumble across the subject of Ascension in one way or the other, and so a lot of people are now talking about it, and that's kind of where we find ourselves at this very moment, coming together to address this idea of a universal shift in consciousness that has been predicted by many to occur somewhere around the calendar year of 2012. I'm sure you've all heard a lot about that year. And if you're listening to this broadcast, then no doubt you have probably felt this pull or this intensity toward higher consciousness, and you've searched for insights and ways to improve your own condition and to heal. And at the same time, you've probably looked out at the condition of the planet and Mother Earth and begun to seriously wonder if there's any hope for mankind in the situation that we find ourselves in now. And so now you've found yourself on the Creation Lightship radio broadcast, and yes, this program has everything to do with the ascension process, although we don't talk about it all the time in that light. And our theme, as I said, for this week is understanding the ascension process, and this is really an opportunity for you to come to terms with what's happening on the planet right now and to also understand more about your own spirituality and the things that you're probably experiencing yourself as these energies have come to work in, you know, this section of the universe. We've all felt maybe that time is speeding up and that there's a lot of energy and things are really starting to happen. So Ron Amertron is the ambassador from the Creation Lightship, and he's here on Earth at this time to teach about the universal shift and to work with people who genuinely want to prepare themselves for making the leap out of this kind of duality-based, ego-driven consciousness that we've gotten into here and move into a higher dimension of love and light. And Ron, I'd like to ask, you know, people have so many questions about ascension and about really what's happening on our planet at this time, and we're going to get into that question and answer period shortly. But before we do, can you help us all to get heart-centered so that we can really listen and understand this from our hearts instead of our heads?
Okay, here we go. So we'll first do a chakra alignment for everybody to get your energy and your body flowing properly. So we're going to go to your heart center first, and the light ship is going to do this work for you. So remember, everything the light ship does normally is instantaneous. There's no processing on your part. That's not needed with them. For yourself, you may want to process if you feel that you have to, but it's not a prerequisite for their healings. Some people like to understand what they're going through, but basically, for myself, I just want it released. I don't want to deal in yesterday's garbage over and over and over again, trying to figure out why something happened, because it's just the past. And the past is where you got to right now in your life by having the past behind you. So just let it drop. So here we go. Heart chakra, going to position this around here. There we go. Perfect. Everybody feels great today. Very high energy group. And throat chakra, wonderful. And third eye, great. Power chakra, need some help with a few people out there. So this might feel like maybe one person mentioned this. Yeah, I felt the insides move a little bit, you know. It's kind of like an internal earthquake slightly. You may feel energies moving your body, not knowing how or why, but they're moving. And here we go. Power chakra is in complete alignment now. Second chakra, that needs some help. There we go. And first chakra, wonderful. So we're going to do an opening now of your chakras. So if you're in a quiet space, you may want to have them opened up further than what they normally would be. The wider they are, the more energy you're going to have going through your body, and you may actually feel better. So here we go. We're going to go to body width with your chakras. So heart chakra. I use the word spin to open it up for you. So spin, 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 open. And now we're going to go to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Now back down to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Okay, we're going to do an entity clearing now to get you a little more in your body, so you're going to be able to feel this energy throughout the show here, and also to be in your heart so you can maybe understand more fully. This allows you to be out of your head. Remember, this show is basically heart-to-heart energy all the time, so this is where you should be to receive the energies here. So we're just clearing some entities away from you right now. These are emotional bodies, people who passed on that are hanging around you or in you. Doesn't matter how they got to you. If they're there, we really shouldn't have them because they're taking your life force energy. So here we go. Doing a lot of clearing right now for everyone. Just sit back and relax. And I'm going to bring more of your spirit parts back to you, these spirit fragments that left from pain and trauma and fear. And here we go. They're being cleansed right now, so I'll count to 10 as you come back into yourself now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And do some more clearing. Okay, and if you've been on the show for a while, we do this almost on every show. And you may actually look back upon the past, and you can probably see how you've changed. Your eyes are probably brighter, which is an indication of being more in your body. You may feel more centered. And you may feel a little more happier with your life. Maybe you feel more connected spiritually. And this is what this show's about, is to reclaim your spiritual energy so that you can go forth, you know, in the ascension process. So at least you can be in your body more. If you're not in your body, you're not going to ascend. So here we go. So, wonderful. Okay, doing some clearing now of the spirit fragments that left you again. Remember, the spirit that's looking out of your eyes, which should be you all the time, you know, if you're in any kind of physical pain, in one moment of time, it kind of comes up and looks, and if it's you're in pain, it leaves. It doesn't want to experience pain. The next moment in time, if you're in pain again, it'll leave. So if you're in pain for an hour, you're going through a lot of your spirit energy that has to leave. Because remember, your spirit does not live in love, in energy that is not love energy. So this is why we leave our bodies, so one of the main reasons. So here we go. Beautiful. Here comes some more of you into your body. So counting again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, we're going to do some more entity clearing. And if you'd like to comment on Fast Chat, just maybe send us a little information here, your name and a message, and just say how you feel now after this clearing here. Here we go. More of you is coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll do one more clearing, and then we're going to drop you down into your heart center. Okay, wonderful. Very good group tonight. A lot of awakened people. I can feel the energy. You're all really eager to move forward here. Okay, here we go. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we're going to drop you into your heart center. So in a sense, just think of your thinking process, your waking consciousness, the way your thoughts run your life. That's, we'll say, is inside of your head. It may not be in your head, but we'll just say that it is. So that's the 10th floor of the elevator. The first floor will be your heart center. And we're just going to drop you down. It's like an elevator into your heart. So here we go. Coming down now. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And dropping down some more of your consciousness. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time here, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you should feel like your thoughts are coming out of your chest area, out of your heart. And as you think, you may start to feel that your heart is where your thoughts are coming from. And you're listening now with your heart having ears on it, a big smiley face there, and you should feel just wonderful now. So, Sylvia, want to come back on again here? We'll see what we want to do today.
I guess this would be a good time to get into our question and answer period about ascension. And start with the basics. What is the ascension process?
Hey, the ascension process, basically, it's the universal shift. And so during the universal shift, the light shift comes here every 2,000 years, and it's here to eliminate, in a sense, duality, if you wanted to use that terminology. It's mainly here to get rid of the dark side, that are these soulless beings that are creeping into its own universe. So what you have here is you have the light that created the light, and the light goes by spiritual law, which is basically non-interference. And it allows everything in its creation to be able to create any way that it would like to. And at that point, these creations then are viewed by other people, just like we are here on this planet. You know, we look around and we see, you know, in our terminology, our framework right now, we see cars and we see, you know, trees, etc. Well, if we're born maybe 200 years earlier, we'd probably see horses and buckboards. So we're actually seeing a creation of physical things that are here, along with what typically the Earth Spirit brought to us to experience. And so we're able to look as a conscious being. So our spirit looks out of our eyes, and it can see, in a sense, the universe and how wonderful it is and how things are here to experience, and allows you to experience also when you're connected to your spirit, as it wants to bring forth its creativity that's stored inside of your body, in your DNA, so that you can express the divine through you in the way you walk and talk in your life and perform the tasks that you do. And the divine does not judge you. Well, the other side of the coin is the dark side was never created by the light. It's just another life form. And this life form somehow, for some reason, I guess really enjoys the light. And maybe it wants to come into the light, but it somehow takes over the light. So it creeps in here and it comes into your consciousness. And these beings are from their own, say, universe, their own creative mechanism, and they don't obey spiritual law, unfortunately. And so they're coming into, you know, a lot like our sandbox here and destroying it for us. So what happened is the Creation Lightship initially did not have a preset time to come in to check its creations, and they found out that its creation was slowly being, say, gobbled up by this dark force. How it got created, I don't know, but it's there. And so it decided to come forth and to put 2,000-year cycles in place. And these 2,000-year cycles is a way that it can release and disconnect its life force energy through everything that it created. Although, since you're still connected to the light ship, and we can use the terminology, that little, you know, silver cord that people have, you're never lost. So once this life force is disconnected and the dark side is living on this life force, then it has to drop away. So it's like the hologram is taken away. So just visualize like the whole universe, the whole hologram is gone. So not what's left over now is maybe the void and also the dark side. So then what happens is the universe gets reformed again and everything is in the light that the Creation Lightship created, and we start over again with the process. And so the ascension process is for everything that the Lightship created with souls, with spirits, and they have a chance to evolve after the 2,000-year cycle to a higher consciousness. So it's much like our schooling system here. You know, you're like in maybe the third grade, and naturally, you passed, and now you're going into the fourth grade. This is the same basic thing. And so the vacation time, we'll just say, is the time that the universe is turned off. And then you have the chance to decide where you wish to go to in your next incarnation. And the planets also decide if they want to stay with the existing planet that they're in. The tree spirits decide if they want to stay with their tree spirits, etc. And then at that point, those blueprints are available to whatever life form wishes to come into them. And it will only be light that can come into these life forms because they're created by light. And so then the universe is turned back on again, and you have the chance to go to where you want to go to. So the main question is that people always ask, they say, well, gee, Ron, what about the people that aren't awakened? Well, This is what happens. They are able to go wherever they choose to go to. The nice thing is that in the ascension process, you have the chance to bring your body with you, with your spirit, to a higher consciousness. And so we all know how it is here in this lifetime. You know, everybody here has basically had past lives, and maybe many of them, for thousands and thousands, you know, tens of thousands of years. And you very seldom remember your last life. And you keep working on stuff, and which you don't have to do, but you're locked here, so you are. This is the teachings of the dark side, is reincarnation. And so basically, you're taught that you have to excel more in the present lifetime that you're in because you made a mistake in the last one. Well, on other planets, that doesn't happen. You're given the free choice of where you want to go to after the life form dies that you're in, and then you go there. So you're not really stuck in one location. So in this lifetime, where we are right now, you know, and I tell people, how much do you love your body? You know, look in the mirror. Do you really love your body? Would you like your body to be with you in this wonderful new energy as it's coming forth? Or is your body just going to be dematerialized and never be recreated again? So this is your choice. And that's the ascension process, is to take your body with you to a higher consciousness. So that's it, kind of in a nutshell. And I hope that all of you understand that. And the way you get your spirit into your body is to be able to bring more energy into you. Remember, when you're first born, you were in your body 100%. And now you're probably not. Most people are 20% of their bodies. And so that means that if you're only 20% in, your spirit no way can help you in the ascension process because you're not home enough. It can't just take a couple of fingers and a foot with it. It has to take the whole body. So at that point, you know, this life form that you're living in right now is kind of lost. And this is the teachings of Jesus. This is why he was here. And the terminology now, you know, what we talk about, at least in the Bible, you know, he came here to save us from our sins. Well, if you look at it in a different way, your sins are your thoughts of your ancestors. So that's stored in your DNA and your cellular memory. So all of these thoughts that your ancestors gave you, which is what your body's working on in this lifetime to try to shed so it can have more spirit energy inside of it, is what you're really working on. So you're working on their fears, their guilt, their traumas, their hatred, their love energy, whatever is there that's in judgment is what you're working on. And typically, because the dark side is here, life here hasn't really been, you know, the greatest for most people. I really haven't heard anybody come up to me ever and say they really love their life, they love all their traumas, they love, you know, bankruptcy, they love whatever they've went through, you know, they love car accidents, they love having broken arms. I've never heard that be given by anybody yet, so and you're probably in the same boat. So we look at this place as kind of a place where we're continuously going through stuff. And this is a way that you can get out of this stuff and take your body with you. So the body wants to heal completely. Remember, it's on a spiritual path, too. It wants to move and evolve into a higher consciousness. And your consciousness that you're listening to me with right now is what is going to have it move through this process. It's up to you to do it. Your spirit's willing, but you have to get your spirit with you to have it help you. So that's kind of it, like I said, in a nutshell. How much do you love your body to allow it to live longer? So that's basically it. Well, Sylvia, we have any questions, or what's next?
Well, I have a feeling that many people are thinking about this question of, you know, how much do you love your body and taking your body with you in relationship to, well, what condition will their body be in if that happens? You know, a lot of us have illnesses or aches or pains, or some people are missing limbs and that type of thing from accidents or injuries. So when you say take your body with you, can you give us a little bit better of an idea of how that would be?
Yes, your body will be in 100% perfection. Because remember, the energies in your body that you're dealing with is energies from the past, from your ancestors. And there is a perfect spiritual blueprint of who you are in the divine creation of your body. So that's what you'll be taking with, is the perfection of who the body was at some given time in its life, okay, throughout its lineage. So it will be a perfect body. It'll look like you, but it'll be completely perfected in pure love energy.
Wonderful. So then another question that comes up for a lot of people is, let's say they're doing this ascension preparation work on themselves, but perhaps a loved one of theirs is not, and how is that going to be for people?
Well, it won't make any difference. They're not going to know what happened. It's just like when you go to sleep at night. When you go to sleep at night, then all of a sudden, you know, through the period of time that you're sleeping, you eventually wake up. Now, what happened to you when you're sleeping? This is the way the ascension is going to be. It won't be like you're going to sleep, but the holograms of who you are will be turned off completely. So there's no trauma involved. Just nothing's going to exist in the universe. Remember, we look out, you know, like through our telescopes, and we have, you know, different photos of the universe, etc. Well, that's what we're looking at that was created basically 2,000 years ago. And so those images that we think are so old are old, but they're the new spiritual blueprint that was created 2,000 years ago for them. So they may have taken on a blueprint maybe billions of years old each time. And they're just recreating this over and over again. But everything gets renewed every 2,000 years.
I guess that brings us to the question of, so did we have an ascension 2,000 years ago?
No. A few people probably did ascend if they understood the teachings of Jesus, but basically the earth spirit decided not to go through its transformation. And so what happened was, because the negativity was so strong here with the people, the mind control, like we have now, and it's probably much more worse now than what it was, but the mind control was very strong back then, and Jesus needed about 18 more years of living on the planet to reach more people so they would fully understand about the universal shift. And what happened was the earth spirit said, gee, if I do this transformation and change energies, every life form on the planet will be destroyed, and so human life forms. So it decided not to do this, so it decided to do another process of 2,000 years in its spiritual growth. So it, like, you know, stay behind the grade, basically, and it did 2,000 years over again. Well, this time it's choosing to leave. It's been there, done that, and from the light ship looking down upon here, you know, what I see is that the people here have had 4,000 years to go into the higher consciousness. Unfortunately, you know, the mind control is here too. But, you know, there are people who are awakened who can connect with your spirit more. Remember, it's up to you to hold your spirit energy. That's all that's needed. And when you hold your spirit energy, then your spirit can heal you. It's just that right now we're at the very edge of this end time. You know, it's 2007. If it's 2012 and it's going to happen, you have 5 years to clean your body out to get your spirit in you. Most races on other planets, they're already preparing 250 years before this time. So basically, we should be at the point to where we're basically done. You know, we have like 1% to do. You know, you're going to just maybe walk a few feet and you graduate, you know. Instead, we're basically, you know, in preschool. So that's the sad thing here, is that people just don't get it. So what happened was the dark side came in, you know, quite a while ago. It came in about 100 years ago and brought us high technology. And the high technology was only brought forth at that time because they wanted us to get sidetracked, you know, to have stuff to do, to, you know, watch our computer all the time, you know, watch TV. You know, everybody knows, you know, different lifestyles, instantaneous gratification. So, you know, my question is, geez, why didn't they come 1,000 years ago? Just think how advanced we'd be in 1,000 years. You know, we'd be really spiritual beings at that point because we'd have the internet, and who knows what we'd have at this time as far as the development of technologies. And we'd probably be a heck of a lot more spiritual. But aside from that, right now we're kind of on the baby steps of technology, and people want to know more and more and more and learn more about technologies versus, you know, going within to their spirit. So that's kind of what happened. So it's not necessarily your fault, but, you know, you are responsible for regaining your spiritual energy to keep your spirit with you. So, you still there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here. So,
okay.
So then I think a lot of people are wondering, and a lot of talk has been gone on about, when is the ascension happening next? Is it the 2012 thing that people are talking about, or could it happen at any time?
The light ship does not tell me when it's going to be happening. So all I can go by is basically, you know, maybe the 2012 time. But it doesn't really make any difference to me personally. I'm kind of unattached to the date because I'm already in my body fully. So I'm trying to help you get into your bodies fully. And that's all that you have to worry about. You know, get into your body and stay there. So that's the main thing. And, you know, it's, you know, the time has changed so much that, you know, even our dates could be off. So I just don't know, you know, when it's going to be. A lot of people felt that 2008 was going to be a major shift next year. So, you know, that's a possibility. But, you know, it doesn't matter. you know, the whole thing is to get into your body. You know, to, you know, you just can't wait and say, you know, the time's coming down now, and you know, do work on yourself on the 11th hour, you know, and to do this work, because you know it's not going to work quick enough for you. Remember, you had 4,000 years to understand what's happening right now. And so, you know, definitely, you know, get on the bandwagon and do the work. As far as worrying about your family, your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your parents, your children, you know, tell them all to get into their bodies, you know, to do the work. You know, if they don't want to get into their body, it's free choice. But the spirit will live on, the body won't. And so basically, you know, are you going to take your body with you to a higher consciousness? You know, people are attached to their bodies a lot here. But basically, if you're attached, you know, and you love your body, then do the work. You know, if you want to go out and do the instantaneous gratification and have fun right now, then that's great. But you probably just won't be here, you know, in a few years, which is okay too. But your spirit will never die because it's created by the light. So that's the main thing. So I don't get into the bodies that much here.
I think this would be a wonderful time to do another bit of energy work and perhaps bring in the ascension energy so that people can actually just feel it instead of talk about it for the next few minutes.
Okay, wonderful. So we'll bring in the energy that Jesus used for his transformation. This is the ascension energy that the light ship brought to him when he ascended. So we're just going to get plugged into this right now. Okay, and they're ready to bring it down to you. So here it comes. So I'll use the word stronger to increase it. It's a beautiful, wonderful, loving energy. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. It feels great here. How are you feeling it, Sylvia?
It's very expansive and very loving.
Yes, and here comes again. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And yes, this energy will come instantaneously to everybody, you know, who chooses to ascend, and it'll also take the spirit also. So that's one of the questions here is, how's it going to work? Yeah, you won't even know about it. It'll be done and over with before, like a blink of an eye. So there's no trauma involved. It's just done. So here we go. Put some music on and enjoy this beautiful energy here. Thank you. feels wonderful for me. This is what Jesus felt when he did the ascension process. You may feel like the trauma has left you in your body right now. You may feel completely relaxed, and this is how the process is. Although you just didn't go anywhere. So, beam me up, Scotty. So are you there, Sylvia?
Yes, I am, although I feel like I'm floating up in a bubble of heart energy. It's just really beautiful.
Yep.
Another thing maybe we could do is a couple of times the light shift has taken people and kind of returned them, or I don't know if that's the right word, but brought them to the space that they are when they were a baby, when they had 100% of their spirit energy connected in their body, so they can experience that feeling of what it's like to be fully there.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. So we're going to have the light shift bring to you the experience of how you felt when you were first born, maybe just after the traumas of being spanked, etc. Okay, so we'll bring in the best time for you, maybe the first month of your life here. And so we're going to bring you so that you're fully into your body so you can have that experience as you merge with it, okay? So I'm going to count to 10 here, and at that time you will be merged with this energy of being fully in your body. So you'll be able to sample it through your senses, your feelings, and body energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. How's that feel, Sylvia?
Well, it feels similar to when you do the process of bringing our spirit more into our body. It just feels kind of fuller and completely heart-centered.
Mm-hmm. So, well, let's put some music on and you can enjoy this wonderful experience. This is how you used to be. Fully home and complete and pure love energy. You'll be with us for a while here. So I see a couple of questions here on Fast Chat. Want to read some of those off there, Sylvia?
Yeah, just give me 1 second to get back on the screen there. So one question is, will there be a review of this life?
No. The review is what you're doing right now to get rid of the energies to be fully in your body. So that doesn't exist. Remember, your emotions don't go with you. So no, that's not even involved with it. On this plane here of existence, you had to go through past life reviews because that's the way your spirit can release these densities to come back in again in its forced reincarnation process. And so no, there's no such thing as that. So that's one thing that's out of the way. You're not going to be re-experiencing your life and your hardships and the pain or whatever you've done to somebody else. No, that doesn't exist at all. Next thing was, I think, on here about the Federation. Are they going to put a hold on the Ascension? Well, they're doing that now. That's why they brought in technologies here. But the light ship comes every 2,000 years to get rid of all these negative energies, which would be including them. So they have the same chance you have of ascending. How much do they love their bodies, you say? And so that's why I'm saying there's like a race going on. Is the Federation going to wake up and give us heaven on earth for a few years here before the ascension time comes, which would be just nice to live here and have a beautiful place? Or are they going to carry it out and not do anything with themselves and stay in the darkness, the ones that are in the darkness, and just try to hang on to old patterns, and at that point they won't exist any longer? So they have the same chances that we have of ascending. So remember that the divine doesn't judge anything. Everything is procreation, just that they don't like them being here interfering with the life that they created for everybody. Remember, they're only love energy. The divine is love, and what's non-love is control. And so this is what's happening. So the Federation won't exist, the ones that are in that process. So if there are some good people in the Federation and they open their hearts up and they bring in their full spirit into their body and they would like to move on, remember, you can change instantly if you can get rid of your baggage. That's what Jesus talked about when the person was on the cross dying. The person actually, communicated with him and wanted to be, in a sense, saved from his past life of maybe doing harm to other people. So at that point, he said, yeah, you opened your heart up, your spirit's with you, and you're gone. So he, I'm sure, probably did ascend. The other one who didn't do anything did not. So, hopefully you're going to be like the one that had problems and, got rid of them and cleaned your body out enough to get your spirit back into it again. So that's kind of the process here. But everybody talks about, oh my God, my neighbors and my friends and my family, and geez, don't even go there. It's up to them. But they have the chance. They know about it. They know about their spirit. On some level, everybody knows. This is why, the technology is going the way it is right now. And the people searching for, the truth. And like Jesus said, don't go outside of yourself. Put your energy outside of yourself. The dark side now is here to do that, to sidestep you, to attach to your soul, to steal part of your soul energy so that you can't find it, so you can't ever ascend. This is why I always tell people not to do a lot of attunements that people have for different types of clearings, where they're putting their energy outside trying to make something better for everyone else. It doesn't really work that way, because the consciousness that we have here is too controlled by the dark side. So any other questions, Sylvia?
We had a question earlier about the issue of age. So when we ascend, will we be the same age we are now?
You could be. I believe that you're going to have the chance to go back to your spiritual blueprint and select the age that you'd like to be. So that's kind of up to you with that process, but it will be in perfect perfection. So if you're missing a finger or something, or maybe you broke an arm and it doesn't work right or something, all that will be in 100% divine perfection. So I'd like to see all of you there, wherever we're going, or wherever you choose to go to with your body. It will exist on the energies that the body needs to sustain life, naturally. But and it may be even a higher frequency. Maybe you won't be eating food with your physical body. Maybe you might be a breatharian or something. But regardless, it would be very nice to be around a little campfire at night, on some beach someplace, and talking about how the earth used to be and how you went through the ascension and how you worked, but there won't be any judgment on it. And then to see other life forms there. Remember, you're going to be a life form from the earth. And you may see other life forms that you've never seen before. And they're going to be saying, gee, how is the earth at? And you can say, oh, it's wonderful. And this might be their first time of incarnating to where you are. Maybe you may have other beings that went through the ascension process on another planet and they decided to come to where we are, or you are. And then at that point you can say, gee, how was the ascension for you? And they can describe it for you. So it'll be just wonderful. But this is what Jesus came to do. He came to teach ascension. So some people say, oh, I don't believe about any of this stuff here. Well, why did he come? Why did he ascend? Hello? to me, it's like a no-brainer. You just got to kind of get in touch with your own spirit to go inside and find out, you know, what you're doing here. And this is your chance to leave with your body. So, and if not, you'll leave anyway. Just that the body is the option here. So do you want to have the body, you know, die, you know, dematerialize instantly and be no longer? Or do you want to give your body everlasting life? This is the whole process. So that's kind of what it's about.
So I'll take a minute to mention the other plans that we have for talking about ascension later on this week. And on Wednesday, we're going to focus on ascension preparation and different things that you can do to help your body to get rid of its past programming and baggage and issues so that you can be more present and have your spirit come fully into your body. So that'll be a wonderful show, and there'll be lots of samples of healings to go along with that. And on Friday, we're going to talk about kind of getting off-grid, or another way of saying it would be to getting unplugged from the mind control matrix that has infiltrated us here on Earth, so that we can, you know, disconnect from cordings and different things. And there'll be beautiful healings with that as well. And then on Saturday, the theme is going to be heaven on Earth. So we're going to get into some of the beautiful aspects of the new Earth that the Earth Spirit is creating in the eighth dimension. We'll talk about all, you know, what we have to look forward to, and bring in divine oxygen from the ship, and also, if we have time, go to the light ship and actually visit the room where the new Earth spiritual blueprint exists, and also possibly see the light ship that has recently been created specifically for healing the Earth. So that'll be wonderful. So we hope you'll be with us for those. And we can talk just a little bit now, Ron, about you've talked some about the Earth Spirit choosing to move on, but that there may be other spirits that come into the existing Earth, and that that could possibly be going to a different dimension as well.
Yeah, you kind of said it all. So what happens is during the shift, when everything is turned off, the spirits have a choice to do what they want to do. So naturally, just for instance, maybe you somehow would like to maybe, you know, be the, say, Mother Earth, you know. So you might say, I'd like to take on the blueprint of this Earth spirit here. Excuse me, the Earth blueprint that's here in 3D that we know of now. And maybe you may want to do that in a different dimension, a different reality someplace, a different quadrant of the universe. And so you can have that choice yourself to possibly do this. So this is kind of the way it works. Sometimes spirits are just created to be the spirit for a given planet. And so the Earth spirit that we have, I believe, actually created this Earth at that time a long, long time ago, and it just chose to leave. So it's been here for many, many shifts. But remember, every 2,000 years, everything is renewed again. And so that's the most important thing to kind of understand. So when you look at something and they say, you know, this thing is very, very old, well, it wasn't old 2,000 years ago, but it took on the blueprint, you know, maybe, you know, from 2001 years ago, and now it's recreated again, so it does look like it's old, and this is how it works. So everything is recreated, and if it wishes to stay the same, it'll just be recreated over again. So you do have a choice of where you want to go to, and what life form you want to go back into, and where you want to experience it. One of my clearings that I do is the 4-in-1 clearing, and I connect you with your home base energy. I connect you with your twin flame energy. Both of these are not here, typically. And then I take away negative energy cordings from different planets that are attached typically to your body organs, taking away your life force energy. This is another dark side plan. And so people end up with having physical illnesses because their physical body organs are being drained of their life force. So I disconnect that from you. And then I also take you out of your soul family, which is what the dark side is keeping you here held captive in. And then you're able to leave and have a ticket to get out of here, you know, upon your own choice early. So it's kind of up to you, but the universal shift is happening. So whether or not you choose to do that right now, you can. It gets rid of the spiritual contracts and agreements that people have that are normally negative because your spirit is here to try to help your body in the ascension. And sometimes those contracts are not agreed upon by you consciously. You know, it's like, you know, slipping on a banana peel or something that somebody put in front of you. Maybe a person watching you slip wanted to have that agreement. And they wanted to, you know, see what would happen as you hit the concrete. Maybe you broke your arm. Maybe that wasn't intended, but it happened. So now you're suffering with a broken arm because your neighbor wanted to see that experience, who maybe is in your soul family, who could not do it themselves. So that getting out of the soul family eliminates those negative contracts, typically, that you're experiencing here. And if you look upon maybe the last couple of years of your life, you're going to notice things that you went through, a pattern over and over again, and wondering why you're repeating the same pattern, because you understood it the first time. That's typically the dark side keeping you held captive here, going through these rituals of trying to teach other people an experience that doesn't need to be taught, but you're caught in the loop and you can't get out of it, and your spirit doesn't know the difference. So by doing this process, you're freed from the earth plane.
That's very good to know. That's very good to know. So we have about 3 or 4 minutes left on our show today. So maybe we could bring in some more divine energies, perhaps Jesus and Mary from the last ascension time or something like that.
Okay. I just have a question here. So on the fast chat here real quick here, are we all going to send it once or in ways? No, everybody will leave at one time, number one. And then... So should we not do healings on others? Yeah, you can do healings, fine, but don't project energies out typically that you don't know where they're going to, okay? And so when you put out your thought energies, even though it may have sound like it's a good thing to do, what happens is your energies go out into an energy pool somewhere, and it's collected by something out there, which is probably the dark side more than likely, in consciousness, because you have no control over where it's going to. You know, you're like putting energy into a pail out there in the cosmos, and you have no control of that pail. And remember, the dark side lives on your emotional energies, your psychic energies. So this is why you want to keep your energy to yourself. Like Jesus said, don't go outside of yourself, go within. And then when you go to your spirit, then you have all the energy that you need, and there's no need to really go out and do anything else, because remember, the energies around you, the earth spirit and everything else, has the energy which they need to sustain life. It's going through its ascension process, whether you think you're helping it or not. There's nothing for it to do. In fact, sometimes it can cause actually harm by projecting thought energies where it shouldn't be, you know, placed. So that's like having people have psychic attacks brought to themselves, you know. It's the same process. Is your energy pure enough to help something, you know? Typically, you know, your energy is your own, and it's designed just for you. So I would not want to really project my own energy of my thought through my consciousness to direct it to somebody else, because it's going to get that small part of the love energy from my spirit, along with probably all my other stuff that I'm dealing with in consciousness, and I'm going to actually put that on someone else like a heavy garment. And so why should I even do that? That's like a psychic attack, okay? So we're going to bring in through the light beam on your screen if it's tuned in there. If not, it'll just come in anyway. If you want to actually feel the experience more, go to the light beam on your screen, scroll down about a couple inches, and she'll be there. And here comes the energy of Jesus along with Mary Magdalene in their full force presence here, because they're both half of each other. So by only having one of those come in at a time, it's only one half of the spirit energy. So this is the twin flames connected together as one divine source. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember that the light ship only works heart to heart. So you should feel this energy in your heart center. The light ship doesn't use mind energy for healing. They use heart energy. So this is how we need to heal. If we're going to heal anything, use our heart energy. And at that point, it depends how much you're in your body and how clear you are to project this energy. So here we go. You should feel this wonderful energy of these two enlightened beings coming to you right now. And we're going to put on some music for you to experience this here and just sit back and relax and open your heart up and request a healing if you like. End here. I'd like to say blessings to everybody and hope this healing was wonderful for you today and that you got the answers that you needed. And I do love getting emails, and you can just click on underneath the light beam, maybe a couple inches below, and it'll give the email address. And I love having emails from everyone about the healings that they've experienced. So we'll see you on Wednesday. So I'll just be signing off here. So blessings to all of you.
Good night, everyone. Blessings to all. See you next time.
Hey. Bye.
Bye.